This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Authorities in suburban Philadelphia have arrested a man accused of killing three of his family members on Saturday. Bucks County District Attorney Jen Shorn says 26-year-old Andre Gordon opened fire inside the home of his stepmother and sister.
There were three other individuals at the residence, including a minor, inside the home who were able to hide and avoid being shot by Gordon as he went through the house searching for them.
Authorities say the suspect later shot and killed the mother of his two children at a separate residence in Falls Township, Pennsylvania, before fleeing across state lines. Police later arrested him in Trenton, New Jersey. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump returned to the campaign trail on Saturday with a rally in Ohio. Catherine Mobley of member station WYSO reports Trump used his remarks near Dayton to double down on his usual talking points and to throw his support behind a Republican running for the state's U.S. Senate seat.
Trump is endorsing businessman Bernie Moreno, who's running against GOP rivals Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose and State Senator Matt Dolan. With Ohio's primary set for Tuesday, Trump urged the crowd to choose Moreno.
He'll fight to crush the cartels that are flooding our towns and cities with fentanyl and deadly drugs.
The former president also assured the audience that with Moreno in Washington, Republicans will create foreign policies that'll strengthen the U.S. The winner of the GOP primary will take on three-term Democrat incumbent Sherrod Brown in November. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Mobley in Vandalia, Ohio.
Nearly 70 children were evacuated from Gaza to the West Bank last week. They're now being cared for by the international nonprofit organization SOS Village International. NPR's Jacqueline Diaz spoke with the group's chief program officer, Anjala Rosales, about the war's impact on children.
SOS Village International worked for months to get the almost 70 children between the ages of 2 to 14 out of Gaza. UNICEF estimates at least 17,000 children are unaccompanied or separated from family in Gaza. Rosales says the longer a child lives in a war zone, the higher the impact on their development.
The children lose, in many cases, the hope for a future. They cannot dream of what they want to be when they are grown-ups. They do not have the possibility of continuing their education.
The organization still has its Gaza facility open. It's serving hundreds of families and many more children who have come to the group's care. Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
This is NPR News. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to come out for a massive St. Patrick's Day parade in Massachusetts later this morning. James Paleologopoulos from member station WMAC reports the festivities have been an annual tradition in the city of Holyoke for more than 70 years.
City officials got into the spirit when the parade committee recently entered city council chambers with fanfare. Committee President Haley Dunn says it's a celebration for the entire region.
We have a new drum line that's coming in from Hartford. Of course, our pipe bands are always a fan favorite of ours. The Holyoke Caledonians, we have the Manchester Pipe Band that's coming up from Connecticut.
As many as 400,000 attendees have turned out for the parade in recent years, 10 times the city's population. For NPR News, I'm James Paleologopoulos in Springfield, Massachusetts.
A state of emergency has been declared in Iceland after a volcano erupted for the fourth time in 3 months. Reiki Peterson of the University of Iceland says the eruption just south of the capital, Reykjavik, again forced the evacuation of one of the island's top tourist attractions.
The Blue Lagoon, which is very close by, has been evacuated. There were about 500 to 600 people in the area.
Iceland's Civil Protection Agency had warned for weeks of an imminent eruption. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.